Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Rambam's letter, especially with the wonderful words, expositions, and commentary and insight of Rabbi Avraham Chaim Feuer of this wonderful book, The Letter for the Ages, from Art School. We're on lesson 22. We're going to, God willing, go till the epilogue, which will be hopefully lesson 31. So we have a little less than 10 lessons left together. Then we'll take a little bit of a summer hiatus before we come back, God willing, with the PAL and the OT show, God willingly netter. Let's look at phrase number 22 here in lesson 22. V'imrash hu v'ata ashir o chacham mimenu chashuv belibecha ki ata chayev mimenu v'hu zakai mimchash im hu chote hu shogeg v'ata mezin. And if he is poor and you are richer or wiser than he, consider that he may be more righteous than yourself. If he sins, it is the result of error, while your transgression is deliberate. The Talmud points out in Shabbos, we're going to get to, God willing, in a month or so, talking about Rav Chiya when he told his wife, when you see a beggar approaching the door, don't wait for him to knock, rather run out and offer food to him. In that merit, perhaps, God forbid, if our children must ever beg, they will be treated in the same respectful and considerate fashion. The idea of Mida Keneged Bida. She responded, are you then cursing our children that they be beggars? No, Rabbi Chiya replied, but it is inevitable that some form of poverty visit every family, lo alinu, in the course of its history. Galgal Husha Chozer Ba'olam. It is a wheel that rotates throughout the world. The idea of Mida Keneged Bida, how you treat others is how you'll be treated. What you send out to others is how will it come back to you. If one sees his wealth as tenuous, he equips himself to maintain the proper perspective in his life. The Peliots points out in the Midrash, which talks about one must stand when a poor person passes by, acknowledging that for the poor person, the Almighty Himself accompanies the steps of the poor. As David HaMelech points out in Sefer Tehillim, Ki Ya'amod Limin Evyon, for he stands at the right side of the destitute. The author writes, one should carefully avoid even subtle discrimination against men of lesser means. In personal celebration, he advises one should avoid allowing seating arrangements to reflect class distinctions. Rav Moshe Feinstein was especially attuned to the psychological effects of dealing with those that were poverty-stricken. When the car pulled up in front of MTJ, Masifta Teferis Yerushalayim, to take Rabbi Feinstein, the Rosh Yeshiva, to important meeting, there was no time for delay. But as he was about to get into the car, a poor man asked him for money. He asked him for charity. Rav Moshe gave him some money, but the beggar persisted in speaking to the Rosh Yeshiva. As the man drew out the conversation, the waiting driver became more and more impatient. A few students attempted to tell the poor person that Rav Moshe was really in a hurry, and then the sage, the Chacham, signaled for them to go away. After 10 minutes, Rav Moshe excused himself, shook hands with the beggar, and then finally got into the car to take him to the important meeting, to the important event. Rav Moshe explained to the driver and to his students, you must understand that to this man the conversation meant more than the money. My mitzvah of tzedakah included showing him that I care about what he thinks and I can give him time, that I'm not too busy with my time to speak to him. I think Rav Moshe famously also explains that tzedakah is not just about a tenth of your money, but it's also about chesed and a tenth of your time. We should donate time to others and donate money to others and donate our resources and abilities to others also to help them, that we're not too busy to help other people. Through his conduct, Rav Feinstein taught that even the mental ill, those that have mental health issues and difficulties, must be treated as well with dignity. One day in his shiur in MTJ, he was interrupted by a man who sat reviewing the Sedra, the Parsha, in a very loud voice. Somebody went over to him, a student, told him that he's disturbing the Rosh Yeshiva shiur. But the man, oblivious seemingly to what he was told, continued chanting just like before. Then some students suggested to Rav Moshe that they escort the man out. But no, came the reply, he doesn't know what he's doing. I will speak louder. So the shiur continued continued, with Rav Moshe speaking as loud as he could, while the other man went on chanting undisturbed. Indeed, Rav Moshe also taught it was not only Jews to whom one must respect. We have to give respect to everyone we encounter, even non-Jews, especially those we encounter all the time. There was an old Russian who worked as a janitor in MTJ. He spoke a very little English, and few paid much attention to him. But one day he had a terrible toothache and walked around with a kerchief tied around his cheeks. When Rav Moshe saw this, he stopped and he spoke to him in Russian for a few minutes. When the conversation ended, the janitor walked away happier than anyone could ever remember seeing him. If you have the ability to interact with people, you interact with people all the time, even a few moments, even a few words, even a few kind parting gestures could really change a person's day, could really change their day around. We talked about the story in the past of the guy who worked at the gas station, and the highlight of his week when the rabbi would come talk to him because nobody else paid him the time of day. When the rabbi passed away, when he heard he passed away, he sat there bawling, crying, as he felt like he lost a dear friend because that rabbi came to talk to him. Whether we deal with the barista or the mailman or a sanitation collector, anyone that is involved in your life in some way, that benefits you in some way, must be treated with respect and dignity. Give them the time of day. Say please and thank you. Engage them in a few words. How are you doing? How are you holding up? How are you liking the weather, etc.? Different ways of talking and making the person feel better in their days. Rav Eliyahu Moshe Shishkol, Rav Moshe's son-in-law, followed an example of Rav Moshe, treating all of God's creations with respect. He even befriended a mentally ill person, a person with mental health difficulties, who imagined himself to be both a medical genius and a high-ranking army official. That's called delusions of grandeur, giving yourself much more grandiosity, much more of a position than you really have. He imagined himself to be this, but the odd Jew enjoyed being addressed as the professor. Once the rabbi, Rav Shishkol, invited the professor to his home, he brought along a special transistor radio, which he showed off proudly. He turned it to the highest volume, proceeded to switch to different stations over and over again, and he was evidently enjoying himself immensely. This professor, quote-unquote, assumed that others enjoyed this as well, but the Rav did not have the heart to dampen the man's spirits by asking him to turn off the radio. But suddenly he had a great idea. He put his ear to the radio and said, "Professor, are these military secrets that I hear?" "Yes," he shouted excitedly. "This is a military radio and I carry military secrets." "Well," the rabbi said, "as you know, I'm not a member of the military. I probably should not be hearing these things." And the professor answered that he was right and turned off the radio. Sometimes we just have to be creative. Sometimes we have to have ingenuity to try to deal with people, try to interact with them, and try to address their difficulties in a proper way. The rabbi figured out a brilliant way to get him to stop the loudness, to stop the noise, but in a way that wouldn't hurt his feelings, that wouldn't affect him, wouldn't make him feel bad, but it still got the job done. We could talk to people in the right way, we could deal with people in the right way, but it should be using the right tone of voice, using the right words. You could say something to someone in two ways, in a harsh way, which destroys the person, or in a nice way, a calm way, a smart way, and you could still get the same point across, but by giving them respect and making them feel good at the end of the day, exactly like this rabbi did. Consider that he may be more righteous than yourself. By honoring all men, despite their outward status, one fulfills the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha. You shall judge your fellow man with fairness. Rabbi Aryeh Levin of Yerushalayim, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, very famous sage, excelled in his ability to see no evil in his fellow Jew. He once related an incident that helped him to adopt this quality. Once Rav Aryeh attended the funeral of a certain Rav Eliezer, a man who had been an honest and compassionate distributor of charity and gave out different funds. A man in Rav Shmuel, who was Rav Eliezer's best friend for over 30 years, who has passed away, also participated in the funeral procession. This deceased Rav Eliezer's best friend was this Rav Shmuel, who participated in the procession. As Rav Aryeh watched in astonishment, Rav Shmuel abruptly left the funeral cortege to enter a flower shop. Moments later, the man emerged and continued walking along with the burial procession, but carrying a clay pot. Rav Aryeh was deeply disturbed by this apparently callous behavior. Later that day, he reproached Rav Shmuel for abandoning his best friend's funeral. But Rav Shmuel explained For years, I've been visiting a Jew stricken with leprosy. Yesterday, he died. The doctors at the sanitarium, who are non-Jews, fear for contagion. They all ordered that all of the leper's clothing and possessions be burned, including the man's pair of tefillin. After I pleaded with one of the doctors, he agreed to spare the tefillin if I could arrange to have them safely buried before noon today. In order to satisfy both medical and halachic requirements, I needed an earthenware container. It was because of this that I was compelled to leave the funeral to buy the flower pot. Since that incident, says Rabbi Aryeh Levine, I firmly resolved to judge every person favorably. Halavai, we should be on the stature of Rav Aryeh or anyone else, or live up to their idea to judge people favorably. If only we had all the facts in order to judge people in the right way. But tzedek tishpat amitecha, we should judge people righteously in the right way, and we should try to keep in mind all the ideas of humanity, keeping our humanity with other people, being in a way to be ingenious, to deal with others' needs and to deal with their difficulties, even if they have mental health issues, and to give people the time of day, even more than giving tzedakah, giving your time, giving your resources, all many things we should do, especially when it comes to those that are poor, so that we could deal with people in the right way and make a difference in a proper way, in an insightful and enlightening way for everyone around us. Join us next time as we talk lesson 23, almost done, a couple left here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.